Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Before we talk music, there's time to squeeze in a quick heads up about the fact that today is World Turtle Day. It is an opportunity to draw attention to the plight of turtles all over the world and the threats that they face, including the threat from fishing nets, from coastal development, from ocean pollution, of course, and from climate change. And as you probably know from previous conversations on this show, the Two Oceans Aquarium right here in Cape Town plays a really pivotal role in protecting turtles along our coastline and helping to rehabilitate those that are in need of some help. So far this year, they've already cared for 142 rescued hatchlings that have been brought to them after they washed up on local beaches. They've also managed to release dozens of turtles back into the wild, which is, I guess, a small win to be joyfully celebrated in the bigger war that they face. With me on the line is Talitha Noble, who's conservation manager at the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation. Happy World Turtle Day to you, Talitha. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and happy World Turtle Day to you as well.
Thank you. How many different varieties of turtles are there in the world and found here in South Africa?
There are 7 species of sea turtle in the world, and we amazingly have seen 5 of those along our coastline and in our rehab.
Okay.
And the other 2 species hang out in their own little spots in Mexico and in Northern Australia, so it's unlikely that we would see them here anywhere.
And if we did, you'd have cause to be worried, I would guess, about how they got here. Okay. We know, as I've already mentioned, they face a number of substantial threats, many of them linked to pollution of the ocean and human encroachment into coastal areas. Despite that, though, some of them manage to live an awfully long time, don't they, Talitha?
For sure. I mean, sea turtles only become mature when they're in their 20s or 30s, and they can live to long over 80. So an adult turtle can live on to be incredibly productive and really contribute to its population. So they really are remarkable animals.
Now, in terms of the work you do at the aquarium, firstly, what causes hatchlings to be washed up on shore that somebody needs to bring them to you for care? What would be some of the contributing factors?
So every year we have up our coastline nesting female turtles, specifically of the loggerhead and the leatherback species. And these turtles lay their eggs every between October and December time. And then after an incubation period at the beginning of the year, those little turtles hatch, make their way to the sea, and they drift down our coastline in the warm Agulhas Current. And that current is warm and fast, and they can't really swim against it. Mm. And as they reach our south coast, they get fat out of that current and into the coastal waters, which are substantially colder.
Okay.
And so they go into thermal shock, into hypothermia. But at this point, they've also been attacked by lots of animals, and they are dehydrated and not very well nourished. And so they are very weak. And winter storms and strong onshore winds, combined with all these other factors, lead them to strand on the beaches of the Western Cape.
And if somebody finds them there, Talitha, how do they reach out to you? Should they pick them up and bring them to you, or do you prefer that somebody phones you to say, please send a team to where they are?
We have the most remarkable turtle rescue network all along the Western Cape coastline. There are almost 600 individuals that are involved, and multiple conservation organizations and sort of other organizations. And so when you find a turtle, the best thing to do is to pick it up, to keep it dry, out of the sun and the wind, and then depending on where you are, to find your local network point. And there are so many people out there ready to assist in transporting that turtle. So the key would be to use the turtle rescue hotline number.
Okay, which is?
Which is 083-300-1663.
083-300-1663.
Yes.
Okay, so you alert somebody, you've got one, tell them where you are and ask for directions as to how to proceed.
Exactly, yes.
Okay, good to know. Now, once they've been in your care, Talitha, the lovely news is, as I mentioned, that in many cases you are able to release them back into the ocean again. When you do so, do you make any kind of effort to track them and monitor where they go? I mean, obviously, you've had some of your very famous celebrity turtles with satellite trackers fitted to them. We'll talk about them in a moment. But if you're releasing, say, dozens of hatchlings back into the sea, do you do anything to keep tabs on where they go?
It's always such an exciting thing to be able to release the turtles, and we have been able to release over 85% of the turtles we've rehabbed, which is phenomenal.
Great.
And yes, wherever we can, we love to tag them. It gives us so much information about their behaviors post-release, but it's also just a real reward to be able to continue that connection with the animal. So where we can, we satellite tag. We're also in the process of doing acoustic tagging and other types of tagging. Unfortunately, one of the big limitations is size. Satellite tags are fairly large, and they require the animal, therefore, to be quite large. So yeah. The post-hatchlings that we release, they are still, even though much bigger than when they arrived, the size of a small hand. And so they are too small to put satellite tags onto at that size. But we are hoping that as technology develops and as things improve, that we can possibly tag some of those.
Okay.
But we have been able to tag about 15 of our turtles so far, and we're looking forward to doing many more in the future.
You've done a great job of getting the sort of the public behind your turtles by giving them names and sort of characters. Talitha, everybody wanted to know where Yoshi was going after she swam off towards Australia. You've shared the stories over the years of Jerry and Leechy and Echo and more. Without fail, though, if we're talking turtles, somebody sends the SMS that's just popped onto my screen asking what has become of Bob. He's really become your poster child for the turtle rescue, hasn't he?
He really has. And Bob is just, he is such a special turtle. We are all very much in love with him. And the most exciting things have been happening with Bob. He has had, over the last year, someone work continuously with him, doing physical therapy and occupational therapy, helping him to really hone in those wild-like turtle behaviors. And all of those kind of actions have really meant that we're now looking at being able to release Bob in the near future. So
Wow.
Things are looking really exciting for him.
And I know Caroline Hanks, who we spoke to late last year, did the 13 Peaks double challenge last year, raising money towards Bob's rehab. So shout out to her for the work she's done to help in that story. Very exciting that the date is creeping ever closer, Talitha. And I know you'll let us know when the day finally arrives, that all of us can share in the excitement. In the meantime, though, it is World Turtle Day today. And I know you've got an exhibition up at the aquarium for visitors who want to learn more about them. What should our listeners know about that?
Yes. Firstly, massive shout out to Caroline Hanks for being the most incredible turtle hero in the world. and yes, we've had a wonderful temporary turtle exhibit up, which has just highlighted some of the stories of the superhero turtles we've had in our care, who've had to deal with our human impact, specifically looking at plastic pollution and overfishing. One of the nets that one of our current turtle patients, Nabombu, stranded in, is on exhibit there.
Okay.
And in the next sort of couple months, we're also going to be doing an exhibit in the waterfront space with sort of similar themes. So, yeah, there's exciting things up there at the moment.
Thank you so much for keeping us abreast of the Turtle Rescue Project, Talitha. Lovely to have you with us today, and best wishes to you and everybody involved in the wonderful work you do as part of that Turtle Rescue Network. I hope you all have a very special day, patting yourselves on the back for the contribution you've made.
Thank you so, so, so much.
Great. Talitha Noble is Conservation Manager at the Two Oceans Aquarium Education Foundation. So do check out their website, first of all, www.aquariumfoundation.org.za. Make a note of that turtle rescue number. It was 083-300-1663. So if you happen to be on the beachfront and find a turtle hatchling that has washed up, the best thing to do is remove it, keep it dry, keep it in the shade, sheltered away from the wind, and then give that number a call or send them a WhatsApp or an SMS to let them know where you are and set the rescue network into action. And really great to know that there's so many people invested in this project, and hats off to every single one of them this World Turtle Day.